a mother to our wants, a friend in our difficulty, a persistent and tranquil counselor and mentor, chasing away with her radiant smile the clouds of gloom and fretfulness and depression, reminding always of the ever-present help, pointing to the eternal sunshine. She is firm, quiet, and persevering in the deep and continuous surge that drives us towards the integrality of the higher nature. Of an irresistible universal charm and attraction that draws and holds things and forces and beings together and obliges them to meet and unite that a hidden Ananda may play from behind the veil and make of them its rhythms and its figures.
Thank you. ధ్వనాదిమధ్యంతమనంతవీర్య మనంతబాహుం శశిసూర్యనేత్రం పశ్యామి త్వాం దీప్తహృతాశవగ్రం స్వతేజసా విశ్వమిదం తపంతం. పృథివ్యోరిదమంతరం హి వ్యక్తంతైకేన దిశశ్చ సర్వ దృష్ట్వాద్భుతం రూపమగ్రం తవేదం లోకత్రయం ప్రవర్తితం మహాత్మన్.
Her face to the Asura. Dangerous and restless, her mood against the haters of the divine. For she is the warrior of the worlds, who never shrinks from the battle. What is done in a day might have taken centuries. Without her, Ananda might be wide and gray, or soft and sweet and beautiful, but would lose the flaming joy of its most absolute intensity. Imperial Maheshwari is seated in the wideness above the thinking mind and will, and sublimates and greatens them into wisdom and largeness, or floods with a splendor beyond them. For she is above all, bound by nothing, attached to nothing in the universe. Yet, has she more than any other the heart of the Universal Mother? For her compassion is endless and inexhaustible. All are to her eyes her children and portions of the One, even the Asura and Rakshasa and Pisacha, and those that are revolted and hostile. Even her rejections are only postponement. Even her punishments are her grace. But her compassion does not blind her wisdom or turn her action from the course decreed. For the truth of things is her one concern. Knowledge, her center of power, and to build our soul and our nature into the divine truth, her mission and her labor.
Thank you.
touched by thy love, shall answer to my call. Discover the ancient music of the sphere in the revealing accents of thy voice, and nearer draw to me, because thou art enamored of thy spirit's loveliness. They shall embrace my body in thy soul. Here, in thy life, the beauty of my love. Know the thrilled bliss with which I made the world. Thou hast shall be for others' bliss. All that thou art shall to my hands belong. I will pour delight from thee as from a jar. I will whirl thee as my chariot through the way. I will use thee as my sword and as my lyre. I will play on thee my minstrelsies of thought. And when thou art vibrant with all ecstasy, and when thou lifts one spirit with all things, then will I spare thee not my living fire, but make thee a channel for my timeless force.